It's music time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Susan Moran, welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today's program, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America Music Library, and from time to time, we'll call on our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. The country we're featuring today is the Independent Republic of Upper Volta. Upper Volta is a landlocked country situated in the heart of West Africa, with a variety of civilizations and great cultural richness. Of about 160 ethnic groups, the Mossi are the principal tribal element, forming about 40% of the total population. Other important tribes that are probably the earliest known inhabitants of the country are the Bobo, Lobi, Dagari, and Grunchi. The Fulani, who are mainly cattle herders, live in the northern regions of the country. These various peoples have preserved their specific musical expressions, instruments, songs, and dances, all of which play an important part in their daily lives. Our first bit of music from Upper Volta comes from the Lobi tribe from the region of Gawa. They play a musical instrument called the Elong, a large xylophone with giant gourd resonators under each wooden key. The Lobi musician in this recording is a famous blind musician who has practically become a legend among the Lobi, Sihire Pale. He plays a traditional dance song.
Don't be born up to do what I'm not going to be born up to do.
That was xylophone music of the Lobi people in Upper Volta. Another type of xylophone found in the country is the Bambara xylophone. Built smaller than the Lobi Elong, it has 16 wooden keys with small gourd resonators, and it is played with two rubber-tipped sticks. In this recording, the Bambara xylophonist is Ali Kone, and the accompanying drummer is Amandu Zure. These two Bambara musicians are farmers, but every year during the dry season, they leave their farms and travel hundreds of miles throughout the country with their instruments. When this particular recording was made, the musicians were seated at the entrance of the palace of the Naba Tigro, one of the traditional chiefs of the country, and the music is a praise song in honor of the Naba.
Thank you.
One of the most ancient type of musical instruments in Africa is the musical bow, found in most countries in sub-Sahara Africa. The Hukwe hunters in the Kalahari Desert use their bows not only for hunting, but also for musical recreation. The Zulu women of South Africa are famous for playing the Makwayana musical bow, and the bow is also found in most West African countries. In Upper Volta, the instrument is known as the Kankarma, and in this recording, which was made in the Gawa region, the Kankarma is played by Diotoure Hien, a musician of the Gan tribe. He sings a love song and accompanies himself.
Bibi parga hinama, bimbi charya hinama, bincha parya hinama, bibi parya hinama, bibi parya hinama, gya bincha parya hinama. Hinama gya bibi parya hinama ga, bincha parya hinama gya bibi parya hinama ga. Bincha par gaya hina maya bibi par ya hina magi bincha par gaya hina magiya bibi par ya hina magiya bincha par gaya hina bibi par ya hina maya Bibi pargi hina mar, bincha pargi hina mar, bibi pargi hina mar, gya bincha pargi hina mar, guya bincha pargi hina mar ga. Bincha pargi hina mar, bibi pargi hina mar. Bincha pargi hina mar gya bibi parya hina mar we bincha pargi hina mar ga
That was a love song played on the Kankarma musical bow and sung by Diotoure Hien, a musician of the Gawa region in Upper Volta. Another musical instrument which is common throughout most of sub-Sahara Africa is one which we have featured often on our Music Time in Africa program, the hand piano or mbira. Music man Leo tells us that this instrument is uniquely African and that it has more than 100 recorded names, mbira, ikembe, ikilembe, njara, shisanja, sanza, and so on. Among the Busans people who live in the Garango region southeast of Ouagadougou, the instrument is known as the kone. It often is played in duet, as in this next recording. Two young Busans tribesmen, Kasum Nombre and Suleiman Zeba, play kones made by themselves. Each instrument has 6 notes made of thin metal strips, and the inside of the small sound box of each has been filled with seeds, which rattle while the kone is being played.
Thank you.
The famous African hand piano played by Toubousson's tribesmen from the Garango region in Upper Volta. Our music man Leo visited Ouagadougou, the capital of Upper Volta, last year to attend the Independence Day celebration. He recorded a large number of folkloric troupes that had gathered from each region to participate in a music festival which took place in the large social center known as Maison du Peuple. It was there on stage that this recording was made of the folk group of the Lobi tribe from Gawa region. The group consisted of a chorus of Lobi men accompanied by a large xylophone. The musician playing the xylophone is Lobi Hien Fidel, who is famous not only among his own people, but throughout most of the country. Leo also reports that the huge crowd in the theater was so enthusiastic that they kept the Lobi group on stage for encore after encore. The music begins with a short introduction by Hien Fidel on the Lobi xylophone.
Hola, hola, hola.
Our last bit of music from the Republic of Upper Volta comes from the northern region of the country, where the Fulani live. The music, recorded in the village of Tiu, is a Fulani traditional dance song played on two string instruments. One is a violin-type instrument called Jejenaru and played by Jodu, and the other is an African lute called Hodu, played by Gorkoban. Well, friends, our time has run out, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Susan Moran saying goodbye and inviting you to join me next time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.
Right now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily, at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 25, 41, or 49-meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.